Hello and welcome to Eastern Sierra Now News. I'm Byron Walter and it's another day of news in the Eastern Sierras. I want to encourage you to download the Eastern Sierra Now app and also watch our new YouTube videos. And now for the news, but first, a word from our sponsors.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. With rising costs from the utility, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that. And then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips. And I want to get some salsa. And what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole. And move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip. Mexican buffalo wings. Oh, man. Okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor. Let them know Jesse sent you.
Thank you to our sponsors. Very thankful for sponsoring the news. That means I can do the news for the Eastern Sierras. An update on the Cowtrack Lightning Fire. The acres burned today is 0.25. The target acreage to complete is 394 or less. The cause is lightning. The resources is 5 engines, 3 hand crews, 1 wildland fuel module, 3 water tenders, and 1 helicopter. This accounts for 110 total personnel, including overhead. For the past 3 days, firefighting resources have been prepping the 360-acre site by strengthening control lines along IS-15 while integrating arriving supporting resources before firing operations can begin. Ooh, firing operations. The effort will improve forest health in the area by reintroducing fire on the landscape that depends on it. The current plan. The current plan is to start firing operations at night due to daytime temperatures in the 80s. However, if there is not enough consumption to achieve the desired effect best for the habitat, they may choose to switch firing operations to a morning or midday frame. Firefighters may also be able to achieve the entire goal in one night. That's optimistic. Or it may take place over the span of 4 days. So all this kind of depends on what they see and what the best course of action will be. To the north, the contingency resources are being put in place should the fire not behave as predicted. So they're trying to make this thing as safe as possible, this 300-plus acre burn that will be natural because it is caused by lightning. It's important to know, as citizens of the Eastern Sierra, that fires have their natural place. And that's what our firefighters and fire management is trying or attempting to do with this prescribed burn. Or it's not actually a prescribed burn. It's a natural fire they are letting burn, not putting it out. Because that's what nature did in the first place before we were so abundant as humans. So good luck, firefighters, and the best from Eastern Sierra now. Let's let this thing make our Eastern Sierras healthier. In other news, Northern Innu Healthcare District, NIHD, announced the launch of an official podcast, Mountain Medicine. The monthly podcast features the district's medical professionals talking about advice for healthy living, advances in medicine, and services available at NIHD. The podcast officially launched Monday, July 17th, and the listeners can hear the 10 to 15 minute episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Stitcher. All episodes are also available through the hospital's website at nih.org/mountainmedicine. A new deadline to apply for FEMA assistance. It's extended to September 1st, 2023. California families affected by the February and March storms under the Presidential Major Disaster Declaration now have until Friday, September 1st, 2023 to apply for federal aid. To apply, go online to disasterassistance.gov, download the FEMA mobile app, or call 1-800-621-3362 between 7 a.m. and 8 p.m., 7 days a week. And all right. Thank you for tuning in to Eastern Sierra Now News. I'm Byron Walter. I want to encourage you to download our Eastern Sierra Now mobile app. It has a button for the news directly on it. Brand new shiny button, where you can hear my voice 5 days a week. Isn't that exciting? Haha. Byron out.